Cody, C-O-D-Y, Willing, Williams, 218-89. Two complaints, call. Genetics number 4, abdominal pain number 5, dyspepsia number 6. I have lots of gallbladder issues in my family. I want to check my gallbladder number 7. Lower extremity swelling number 8, tiredness number 9, falling asleep. I'm a project manager at the Houston Port Authority. Houston Port, from Cleveland, Texas to the Houston Port, about an hour drive. He has a tendency to get very tired and maybe fall asleep sometimes. He does snore to the point that his girlfriend would not sleep with him. This is in conjunction with some lower extremity edema at the end of the day sometimes, some abdominal pain, dyspepsia, fever, cough, congestion. Also, a strong family history of stroke, period. The paragraph, obesity, number history of obesity. High blood pressure is not taking him 94, but he says that his heart rate is 120. He says it's because he took cold and cough medication over the counter that does that to him every time. Without that, his blood pressure is much better. He has gained 30, 40 pounds recently, but he's been trying to lose weight, and he's lost 10 pounds. COVID immunization, none. Social, he does smoke. He is not married. He has a baby, but lives with a girlfriend. He doesn't drink on a regular basis. Allergy, none. Surgery, right ankle, right leg surgery. Medications, none. Attention, diabetes. His blood pressure again, 152 over 94, 126. His heart rate came down to 100 while I was doing his vascular ultrasound study because of his increased blood pressure. His blood pressure was 140 over 88 before. Okay. A few coarse breath sounds. Abdomen is soft. Slump tenderness noted, epigastric area. Lots of postnasal drainage noted. Neurological non-focal TMs are red. Posterior pharynx is red. Inflamed low extremity shows trace edema. Assessment number 1, clearly has sinusitis and bronchitis. Number 2, flu and strep are negative. Number 4, treat with Rocephin, dexamethasone, a gram, 8 milligram, and then Z-Pak, Midrol, Dospac, and Bromfet. Number 3, or next number. Proceed with a sleep apnea test for reasons mentioned above. Next number, hypersomnolence. Next number, falling asleep while driving. Next number, increased weight. Next number, right-sided ventricular hypertrophy may be seen in patients with pulmonary hypertension versus sleep apnea. Next number, order sleep apnea ASAP. Next number, his Epworth, EPWRTH score is 20. Next number, low extremity edema, no DVT, no PVD, most likely related to sleep apnea, i.e. multifactor. TSH. No, check thyroid. Next one is check testosterone. Next one is check hemoglobin A1C. Next number, in face of family history stroke, we looked at his carotid, which was within normal limits. Next number, we also looked at his thyroid with his weight gain. And he does have a tremendous amount of lymphadenopathy in his neck. Next number, we also looked at his abdomen because of dyspepsia. No gallstones were noted. Next number, his gallbladder is contracted. Next number, definitely has fatty liver. Next number, talked about weight loss. Next number, I told him that it's impossible for him to lose weight if he has sleep apnea, so we need to address that ASAP. Next number, lower extremity and upper extremity evaluation, as was mentioned. Next number, cardiac evaluation, minor LVH, but RVH. For sure noted. Next number, check blood work. As was mentioned, next number, come see me next week. Thank you.